أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقالت امرأة فرعون قرة عين لي ولك لا تقتلوه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا وهم لا يشعرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us how the mother of Musa, she released Musa alayhi salam into the river Nile, and she acted upon the inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said that on the other end of the bank, or lower down the river Nile, there you had the family of Fir'aun, and they picked up the child from the water. And when the box was opened and it was presented to Fir'aun, one of the soldiers of Fir'aun, he immediately said to Fir'aun that it seems as if this child is an Israelite. This child should be killed. So the mother or the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya alayhi salam, the moment she saw this child, her heart was filled with love, compassion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately made the child attracted to her, and she instantly fell in love with the child. It was love at first sight. We find that, subhanAllah, this child was a source or was a means of grief for one woman on one side, and lower down the river, lower down the bank, it is a source of joy, happiness and comfort for another woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when Fir'aun, or when the suggestion was made to Fir'aun that this baby should be killed, قالت امرأة فرعون, ayah number 9 of Surah Al-Qasr, immediately the wife of Fir'aun said, قرة عين لي ولك, O my husband, O Fir'aun, this child is a source of pleasure for my eyes and for your eyes, a source of comfort for my eyes and for your eyes. لا تقتلوه, do not kill him. Remember, the two of them could not have children. Fir'aun could not father a child. So immediately she said to Fir'aun, do not kill this child. عَسَىٰ أَيَّنْ فَعَلَىٰ, perhaps this child will benefit us. Look at how optimistic she is. عَسَىٰ, this verb عَسَىٰ in Arabic, time and again it comes in the Quran, is a verb which is known in Arabic as فِعْلُ الرَّجَىٰ, the verb of hope, the verb that inspires hope, the verb that inspires optimism. Asa, so she was optimistic, she was positive, she was hopeful that there will be some good in this child. And that helps when the parent is optimistic, the parent is hopeful, the parent is positive about the outcome of the child. Never have any negative feeling about one's children and about the youth in general and about any child. Always be positive. Always be positive and leave out the negativity and be optimistic. That helps. Otherwise, the moment we become negative, then we give up and we lose hope and we don't feel encouraged to bring out any good from the child. So she said, Asa ayyan fa'ana, don't kill this child. Perhaps, hopefully, I am hopeful that this child will benefit us. And indeed, the child was a great source of benefit for Asiya. She was so optimistic, and look at what a revolution he, this little baby child, brought about into the life of Asiya alayhi salam. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, she is one of the best women that existed on planet Earth. Asa yanfa'ana aw natakhidahu walada, or we can adopt him as our own son. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and they were unaware of what was going to happen. They had absolutely no idea. They were clueless about what was going to happen in the future with regard to this child and what an impact you will have. وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا, Allah said, the heart of the mother of Musa became restless. Farighan. Farighan actually means to become free. Her heart was free of everything else but her concern and worry of Musa alayhi salam. Can you imagine how concerned she must have been, how worried she must have been? She released the baby into the huge river. So naturally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the heart of Musa alayhi salam was restless. In kadat latubti bih. Allah says she almost disclosed the matter. She almost went out and openly looked for Musa alayhi salam. And that was going to jeopardize the safety of Musa alayhi salam. So she was almost going to go and disclose the matter of Musa. Lawla arrabatna ala qalbiha, had we not strengthened her heart. Allah says we strengthened her heart. We fortified her heart. We made her heart strong. We allowed her to experience strength, comfort, composure. And we did not allow her to be overtaken by anxiety and by distress to the point where she goes and openly discloses the matter of Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says she was about to disclose him had we not strengthened her heart. لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We strengthened her heart. Why? So that she may be from those who have complete faith in Allah. She had complete tawakkul, full faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going through a pandemic, or we are going through a resurgence, we are going through the second wave of the pandemic. Put full faith in Allah. Before putting faith in anything else, put full faith and trust in Allah. Let's not be overtaken by panic and by anxiety and by implementing drastic measures. First, let us be composed, let us remain calm, let us remain confident in the promise of Allah, and then adopt whatever means we have to adopt. But number one, a believer never becomes overtaken by panic and fear and that type of a reaction, but he remains calm, he remains confident, and he has full faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This helps us deal with situation and helps us deal with how we react to a situation so that we do not fall into the trap of panic and fear and as a result become so overwhelmed by the situation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, had we not strengthened her heart, it is because we strengthened her heart, fortified her heart, she remained calm, composed, and she reacted in a way that was pleasing to Allah, لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, so that she may be from those who have firm faith in Allah. وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ, she said to his sister. She had a daughter, so she said to the sister of Musa alayhi salam, who was a young girl, she said to his sister, قُصِّي, keep track of him. Keep track of him. And let us see you, O sister Musa alayhi salam, my daughter, keep track of him. فَبَصُرَتْ بِهِ عَنْ جُنُوبٍ. So she kept an eye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says she watched Musa alayhi salam, she watched the box. The sister Musa alayhi salam, she followed it, she tracked it, she watched it, she saw exactly what happened, she saw who picked up the box, and she watched everything. عَنْ جُنُوبٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says from a distance. From a distance she was watching, she was monitoring, she was tracking and following. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they had absolutely no idea. They had absolutely no idea about the sister of Musa alayhi salam watching every bit of what was happening. وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعِ. Allah said, and we made it haram upon him to drink from any suckling woman. They brought one wet nurse after another wet nurse, one foster mother after another foster mother. Allah says, وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعِ. We barred it and we made it haram upon him to drink from any other woman. So the moment a woman came and presented herself, the child refused, completely refused to drink from any other woman, as hungry as the child was. حَظَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِ. They brought one wet nurse and one fostering woman after another. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from before we had already made it haram upon him to drink from any of the wet nurses. فَقَالَتْ. So the mother, the sister of Musa alayhi salam, she came to them. When she saw all the commotion and how they're running helter-skelter, trying to find a woman to feed this child, she came and she presented herself. She did not introduce herself as the sister of this child, obviously, but she said to the people of the palace and to these women, she said to them, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ. Let me indicate to you, let me point out to you, let me direct you to a people of a house, يَكْفُلُونَهُ هُوَ النَّسِي. I know a people of a home
who are excellent and who are absolutely good at nursing children and taking care of children, why don't you allow me to direct you to the people of that house? وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ And they will be his caretakers. Allah says, فَرَدَّدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ Look how we brought him back to his mother. فَرَدَّدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ We brought him back to his mother. She had full faith in Allah. She remained confident. She remained calm. She remained composed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَدَّدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ We returned him to his mother, كَيْتَقَرْعِيُهَا So that her eyes may be comforted. So that she may find pleasure in seeing her young child and her young baby. وَلَا تَحْزَنَا And so that she does not feel sad. وَلِتَعْلَمْ And so that she knows and she believes and she has full confidence. أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍ That the promise of Allah is haq. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ But most of them do not know of this fact and this reality. May Allah grant us understanding.